for many periods in history, if you ask about what the main sources are, the answer will be, well, there's a variety of written sources. There are this type of sources, this type of sources, and we go into a discussion of source criticism. If you look at the many periods of the ancient history, that's the same again. But the further back you go, you really do have to take the archaeology much more into account, because the texts are so laconic. The texts don't say so much, maybe. So you have to fill gaps with where were they found, how were they found, where were they originally kept, and so forth. And what else do we find where these texts were found? So you have to have a more holistic approach to the history the further back you go. The texts alone don't speak so much. We have a lot of texts, but they're augmented, they're helped by all the stuff we find around the texts. We should, of course, also be very careful when we look at the early periods, how much we can use later texts and evidence. This is, of course, true always when you study history, but it's particularly important in the earliest periods of Mesopotamia's history, because later people in the same area told tales about the early periods. And they were just as good at making stuff up as we are when we make stuff up about medieval kings or ancient kings. And anyone who goes in and watch a movie about King Arthur will know that there's probably only a small bit of that that's actual historical fact. And similarly, scribes and scholars in the first millennium BC in Mesopotamia would write up very fantastical stories about kings they argued lived in the early period of Mesopotamian history. So we have to be very careful to separate what are later traditions and what we can actually say from the historical texts from the period. Those are the, I would say, some of the most important dangers to avoid and some of the most important things to look out for.